Blog Talk Radio.
Share not only the Zurian Show, but the information with other people, and hopefully they will also tune in. Right now, again, we're approximately at about 8,000 listeners. Actually, a little over that, by about 100 or two, but anyway, we are actually doing quite well, you know, in the sense of the Zurian Show is just trying to talk to a few people. It seems as though we're reaching more and more, and I am thankful and very humbled for the fact that each and every one of you will actually share some of your most valuable commodity, which is your time, with me to listen to what we have to say. We've got a number of really great shows coming up, not counting the show that we're doing today, but we're also going to have a number of great guests coming up, so please stay tuned for them, and we will try to post them as soon as possible once all the information has been gathered and is ready for posting. Anyway, today we are going to talk about a topic that is, I guess you can say, it's kind of near and dear to my heart. And the reason I say that it's near and dear to my heart is because it's something that involves all of us. All of us have a different expectation. We have different ways and different things that we believe we are due. We have different things that we think that we deserve. So my question is, are you getting what you want or what you deserve? So most of us always feel as though we're not getting what we deserve. We're not getting the time we want. You know, we're not getting the attention we want. We're not getting the money we want. We're not getting the response that we want. You know, we're not getting the results as a whole that we want. Well, you know, the most interesting thing about that whole question, the whole scenario as to whether we are getting what we want or whether we're getting what we deserve is that 99% it's up to us. It's up to us to make the necessary changes, adjustments, and corrections in our lives so that we can get the things that we want and get the things that we deserve, and not having to just kind of play it by ear, kind of hoping that, you know, maybe, possibly, you know, with a little help, a little faith, that, you know, we're getting the thing that we want or we're getting the thing that we need. And how do we do that? We do that by taking action, and we do that by taking responsibility for those things that happen to us. We also do that by communicating. If you do not communicate what you want, then guess what? No one can figure it out for you. Why? Because you are the only person who is the steward of your mind. You control your mind. You control your presence. You control, you know, well, your past is done. There's really not much that you can do about that. However, the actions that you take are going to set up you getting what you want, or you realizing your dreams or living your dreams, instead of someone just kind of doling out what they may feel that you deserve. And how can they do that? They can do that because you haven't made your expectations clear. You haven't set it up so that the things that you want out of life will come your way. You haven't done the things necessary to move you and progress you to the level that you want to be at, or you say you want to be at. So when I say, are you getting what you deserve, that's probably what you're getting. You're getting what you deserve based on what you've actually shared, what you've contributed to the ultimate question, which is what it is that you want. Again, as I said before, no one can really answer that question for you. Only you can answer that question because only you know the answer, or an answer that is going to be satisfactory to your needs, to your wants, and to your desires. So, if you're miserable, why are you miserable? Because you choose to be miserable. If you're not happy with your life or your situation, why are you not happy with your life and your situation? The reason is because you've decided to do certain things, and that's why you're getting certain results. It's really that simple. I know it sounds complex. I know Everybody wants to blame everybody else for everything that's going wrong in their lives. But if you want success, then one, you've got to stop quitting. Two, you've got to step up to the plate and start doing the things necessary to put you in the position where you're going to, again, get the results that you're looking for. The only way that you're going to get the results that you're looking for is by sharing what the outcome is that you're looking for and then doing the things necessary to put those things into the path so that they can happen. Again, if you don't set it up, it's really not going to happen. If you don't start adjusting and putting yourself in the position where these things can come to fruition, again, they're not going to happen. You're going to continue to get what you've been getting based on what you've been doing. And what you've been doing has gotten you where you are. Remember something. In order for us to progress, we need to realize that whatever it is that we've done in the past has gotten us to where we are. We also need to know that if we don't change the things that we've been doing by slowly adjusting and making the slight adjustments in life, we're going to continue to get the things that we continue to get. If, ladies, if you keep dating guys that continually are negative or that are knuckleheads, what are you going to continue to get? You're going to continue to meet and stimulate your entire existence with knuckleheads. So if you're looking for knuckleheads, keep doing what you've been doing. I promise you, guarantee you, without a fact, that's what you'll be getting. You also might need to change where it is that you're going to do what you need to do. Also, stop expecting other people to bring you joy, happiness, and love. Bring yourself first, love yourself. First, enjoy yourself, and then guess what? The rest will come. Also, you have to be givers. You guys hear me say this all the time. We live in a world where givers gain. And again, I'm not saying that you're not going to still experience disappointment. I'm not saying that people aren't going to take advantage of you. But again, from those experiences, you need to learn to find the positive. The positive is now you know that that person is a taker and you need to remove them from your life. Now you know that that particular path that you hoped was going to work isn't going to work, and now you can make the necessary adjustments so that you can get the results that you're looking for, so that you can have the happiness, the joy, and the fulfillment that you deserve. How do you deserve it? You deserve it by taking action and moving yourself in the direction that's going to get you that end result. Stop waiting for someone else to answer your questions and start looking for the answers. And then when you get the answer and it's the real answer, stop trying to change the answer into something you want to hear over something that you already know is true. If it's true, it's true. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If that person that you're with is not the person you need to be with, make the change, move on, grow, and develop. Because you'll end up with a much happier life than if you had just settled for what you got instead of what you could have. Okay? None of us are kids anymore. We're all, for the most part, growing up. We're all in that adulthood phase of life. So what do we need to do? We need to move forward and accept things as they are and then make the necessary changes. Most of us feel as though we've been treated unfairly. Many of us don't believe that we're getting what we deserve out of life. Many of us feel that the world owes us something. Well, again, the world doesn't owe you anything. So if you're one of those people that think that statement fits you, then guess what? You're looking at the world, you're looking at your environment, you're looking at the things around you incorrectly. Understand that you have to temper your disappointments. You have to understand that every time something doesn't work, it's getting you closer to something that does if you make the necessary changes so that you can, again, get to where you need to be. Each of us was born with a mother and a father, be it that that mother or father was around or not around, be it that they were together or not together, is irrelevant. Why? Because the end choice in what happens in your life is up to you. Okay, if that's not true, then somebody explain to me why we can have people that have had horrendous childhoods have phenomenal success, and people that have had phenomenal childhoods have horrendous futures, all right, to where just nothing works out for them. It's because they make a physical choice. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to the Zurian Show today, right now, or whenever you're listening to this, understand that your life is based on your choices, good or bad. If you make some bad choices, suck it up, make the adjustments, and move on. Because guess what? we're all going to make mistakes, and this too shall pass. None of us are perfect. We all err from time to time, some of us a little bit more than others. But if you learn from each of those errors, if you make the correct adjustments, then guess what? You're going to move forward. Life has been going on for thousands of years, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of years, man has been toiling and adjusting to different things so that he could create and experience success. You are no different from those people. The only difference between somebody 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago, is that now you have more tools, okay? Okay, you may say you have more hurdles too, and I'm not going to argue that. But what I'm saying is you also have more tools to conquer and to fix those hurdles and to face and deal with those hurdles. So that's something else to think about when you think about the fact that that was then and this is now. What, again, are you doing to make the necessary adjustments in your life so that your life becomes what you want it to become? You are the architect of your destiny. You are the person that is in control of the rudders to your ship. What are you doing to make your life what you want it to be? What are you doing to position yourself in a success mindset? What are you doing to change your present future or your present future or path into the present future or past that you want to have in your future? The only way that you can do that is by taking action now and starting to make those different changes. If you continue to plant and you continue to cultivate the soil and you continue to use good seed and plant that seed, what are you going to do? You're going to harvest a reward. You're going to harvest a bounty. But you need to make the necessary adjustments, the necessary changes, and you need to change your mindset. You need to take actionable movement towards where you need to be, and you need to take self-responsibility for each and everything that's going on around you. Again, is life going to throw you a curve? Yes, it is. Are things going to not always go correctly? Yes, they are not always going to go correctly. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to have bumps. You're going to have hills. You're going to have valleys. You're going to go to something prepared for one thing and find out that you needed to be prepared for another. But that's why you have to stay open-minded. That's how you have to be always ready to learn and adjust as you go through life. Getting what you want and deserve is really not complicated. It's relatively easy. And when I say relatively easy, really, if you think about it, it only takes a few steps. However, those few steps have to be repeated into infinity until you get what you need. And then once you've gotten what you need to understand that you're still going to have to continue that process. Why? Because if you stop doing the things that made you successful in the first place, all that's going to happen is that, again, you're going to go backwards instead of going forward. As someone said at a meeting I went to not too long ago, it is a lot harder to go, it's a lot easier to go backwards than it is to go forward. So you have to keep a positive mind, you have to keep a positive mindset, and you have to do the things necessary. So, number one, it's going to take work, all right? So the number one thing that we need to all really realize and face is that it's going to take work. Number two, only you can make it happen, but you will find others or need to find others that want to help you, others that are willing to help you. No man or woman is an island. No great person got there on their own. A lot of people believe that they did, but they didn't. Somebody dotted the I and somebody crossed the T. Somebody checked it twice. You know, as they say in carpentry, measure twice, cut once. And that's what you need to do. But you also need to remember those people that help you as you go from thing to thing. All right, number three, you will have to be willing to help as many other people as possible. And in some cases, you will have to work a lot harder than they are to find that success. Again, we all win in the end. We all want to get to the finish line. We all want to cross first. But check it out. Second and third place aren't bad. And if you're racing amongst billions, 100th place isn't bad. Why? Because you're definitely not in the 1,000th place. You got what I'm saying? So you're moving forward in your life. So understand that you need to be willing to help other people. And as you help them, you'll what? You'll grow relationships. You'll grow bonds. You'll grow friendships. And from those friendships can be priceless. Because guess what? Is it easier for you to move a car by yourself if you have to push it because the engine isn't working? Or is it easier if your friends get out and help you push the car? It's a lot easier if your friends get out and help you push the car. It doesn't matter whose car it is. It matters that we get it to wherever it is that we want to get it to and that we move forward in our lives. You have to do this with no expectations. Number four, you have to do this with no expectations of repayment. And you have to do it with goodwill. And when I say goodwill, what I'm saying is that you need to do it from your heart. All right? You shouldn't do it just from a monetary reason. You should like the people that you work with. You should be able to communicate with them. You should have a similar mind in the sense of moving forward and doing positive things. I'm not saying just we're all part of some club, so we're going to do something. I'm saying you need to genuinely care and like these people. You need to actually want to be with them, want to communicate with them, want to work with them, want to see them grow and prosper and be happy. Even if they step four steps ahead of you in the process, you need to honestly be happy for them as you move forward. All right, number five, you have to believe in you and what you're doing. You have to believe in what you're doing in order to move forward. You have to believe in what you're doing and believe it with all your heart so that you're going to put everything into it. You have to give 100% of yourself, not only to your goals, but to the goals of the others around you. Why? Because, again, you're building, again, that bond, that friendship. Number six, you cannot give up and you can never surrender. You can't give up. The people that fail are the people that stop trying. As long as you don't stop trying, you will never fail. All right? It doesn't matter what happened in the past. You learn from that incident where it didn't work out. You make the necessary adjustments, and you move forward with your life. It doesn't matter. But you cannot give up. You cannot surrender. You have to understand that with time, whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever goal you're trying to reach will come to fruition as long as you keep making the necessary changes and adjustments to move forward and you have the undying belief, okay, as they say, you have to discipline your disappointment. As you learn to discipline your disappointment and make the necessary changes, you will experience less disappointment. And how will you experience less disappointment? Because you'll make the necessary changes and you'll learn from that. Will you still experience disappointments? Yes, you will. However, you'll be experiencing different disappointments at different levels of your life as you obtain the different goals that you're looking to reach. That's a beautiful thing. Why? Because now you're a lot closer than you were. As my wife said to me years ago, every now and then you have to put up your own little dream board. You have to write it down. You have to log it. You have to look back at your successes and remember that these things are what built you. These are the things that got you where you need to get, and you didn't get there in one day. You got there over many days. Number seven, every now and then check your direction and make the necessary changes, all right? Don't keep chopping away at something and not knowing where you are, because sometimes we get into a flow, we get into a repetition where we're moving along and we're making progress. However, please, as they say, I can't think of the particular motivational speaker that said it, but don't be chopping down trees in the wrong jungle. Make sure that you're focused and you're where you need to be on your track, in your goal, within your plan to get you where you need to be. Because if you're working diligently on the wrong thing, you're not going to get the result that you're looking for. So every now and then, even though you're making progress, you need to make sure that you're making progress on the right things, that you are moving in the right direction. Another thing, do not follow the crowd. Choose your path wisely. Many of us belong to groups, organizations, and have people in our lives that are not positive contributors to our lives. They're not people that are helping us move forward. They're not people that share our dreams. Sometimes you have to cut those things away from you. If people that you deal with are not seeing your dream, now mind you, if your dream is crazy, then of course they're not going to see your dream, but or insane. But understand too that Christopher Columbus was insane when he discovered America, but also understand that Christopher Columbus was not looking for America, okay? I just read a book not too long ago. It was talking about cultism in America. and it was talking about how it helped to shape our nation. And it was a very fascinating thing. Perfect example. You got a lot of people that go to these little arcade things, and you put in a dollar, and it gives you your fortune. And it's supposed to be a mystical, magical thing with a little hoodoo person that's on it. Did you know that that was patented in, what was it, 1934 by a gentleman who became a millionaire and had nothing really to do with mysticism? I mean, that's just amazing, but it's amazing how people believe things and how things are created. Also, if you look at the history of a lot of different religions, back in the beginning of those religions, they were considered cults, but those cults grew, and now they are established religions here in the United States today and abroad. But it's just interesting. Anyway, don't follow the crowd and choose your path wisely. Number 9, find a good mentor or good mentors. Understand that you're not going to just have one. You're going to have many. As you go through your life, you're going to go through developmental stages. In those developmental stages, you're going to meet different people that are going to be key in helping you reach different levels of life. Sometimes you'll go back to them. Sometimes you'll not really deal with them at all. Why? Because you've moved on in the progression of life and you've moved to that next level in evolution for you and that next evolution for them. But understand that you're going to need many mentors in your life. And as you find each of those mentors, those are people that are going to help you. Pay them generously and be thankful for them. And I'm not talking about yes men or yes women. I'm talking about people who are actually going to help you move forward and, of course, make sure that you help them move forward and give them respect that they have due. All right? Again, nobody does it by themselves, and there's always somebody that's already done it that can help you, even though times have changed. There's always somebody there that can help you to reach your next level by doing the things necessary to move you where you need to go. All right? Also, please never forget where you came from and never forget the people that helped you along the way. A lot of people do that. Next thing, know now that it is going to take time and be open to learning and to adjusting and making the necessary corrections. No one knows it all. The person that knows it all is an idiot, okay? Like I've said once before in another show, if you have 20,000 doctorates, that means that you're probably still an idiot in about 2 billion things. Why? Because even a person with a doctorate only knows a lot about what it is that they do. And if they don't stay current with their present learning and constantly look to learn and grow themselves, then their information becomes antiquated. It goes out of date. Understand that a piece of paper given to you by another human being does not make you the greatest piece of knowledge or knower of knowledge in the universe. So, always understand that you are going to learn new things and be open to that learning. Understand that it's going to take you time to get to your goals, and that each time that you try to reach for a different goal, it is probably going to take you longer than you originally thought it was going to take you. In some cases, it may seem like it's going to take you ungodly too long. However, understand that success takes time. Why? Because you are reprogramming you. The things that somebody believed 100 years ago are not believed today. Why? Because things have changed. The things that you believe right now may not be the things that you believe tomorrow. Why? Because change is a constant thing. Like you, you're a living individual. Your knowledge and things that you bring into your life are going to be, of course, again, just like living documents. They're going to constantly change as you grow and as you reach to do things. So that's number 10. You always need to understand that it's going to take time, and you must always be open to learning. You must always be open to making adjustments or adjusting, and you must always be willing to correct the little faults in your character, and all of us have faults in our character that come up that aren't right, that aren't going to get us where we need to go. All right? And lastly, always do, and this is a quote, always do your best. What you plant now will harvest later. Something to think about. Every person that you slight today, that's somebody that's not going to be in your corner tomorrow. Everyone that you make like you're better than today, that's somebody that's not going to be in your corner. Everybody that you don't help that you could help, that's somebody else that's not going to be in your corner. Most of us don't understand. It doesn't matter your level of education. The people that you help will always want to help you, as long as you respect them and you treat them correctly. Also, now also remember that a lot of times people forget that you've helped them. But the people that you do wrong, they will remember it until after they're dead and gone. They'll share that injustice that you that they believe you put upon them with their grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and all of the above. They'll write it down and they'll document it. So, which is harder, to treat everybody correctly or to not treat everybody correctly? It's harder to treat everybody correctly, but you get more of a benefit from it. Why? Because you never know when you're going to need somebody. Again, you may be on the top level today, but will you be on that top level tomorrow? You know that saying, the same people that you meet on the way up are those same people that you're going to meet on the way down. So keep that in mind, those that are listening today. All right? Remember that today is now. Change your mind. Change your life. Now it's your move. It's up to you whether you find success. It's up to you whether you experience success. It's up to you whether you make the necessary changes to get you to the next level and to help you to progress and progress in your life and the things that are going on. So, Blog Talk, we've got a few seconds left and actually a few minutes left, and I'm going to take a caller. Hello, and how can I help you?
Hi, is that me?
Yes, sir, that's you.
Yes, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and so much wisdom in such a short time. God bless you. You're a wonderful human being. And I want to give my name for your listeners because a lot of what you said will bear out if they can take a look at some things on the internet, if I can share that.
Be my guest, Hugh.
Yes, my name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlsen, that's T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. You can just Google that, and I'm going to leave a message for you. I don't have email. I would like to help you with what you're doing to get your message out there. It's so timely and so important, not just for this country, but for the world. And one of the things that people can look at when they Google my name is a blog, creativity777.com. On that blog is a picture of my earth angel wife who blessed me for 35 and a half years until she passed in January 2007. And she taught me the lesson we're all here to learn. That's unconditional love. And you'll see a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy, dated July 7, 2009, and a little poem titled Caring Sharing, which I not only devoted to my wife. That poem is in the President Ronald Reagan Library. It's discussed as a weapon against terrorism in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog, and currently I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves. The poem is titled Caring Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about. I thank you for your service. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran myself.
Hoorah. Hey, Q, I got a question. What made you listen to us today?
I'm spirit-driven to things, and I don't even have a computer. I have a smartphone, a web browser, and my cell phone, and I just constantly scan the different shows, and somehow I was connected to you today, and I'm spirit-driven in many ways, and I just think what your message was today is there's so much in that half hour. If people will just go in the archives, that's so beautiful. You know, just keep listening over and over again to what you had to say, and people will transform their lives. And it's all about choice. You're exactly right.
Well, thank you, Hugh. I appreciate you sharing your information, and, of course, your truly appreciate it. And, sir, you have a blessed day. And as you know, your wife is always with you, so you've never lost her. You just lost the physical part, but it's the mental part that means the most.
That's exactly right. That's what people have to wake up to, too. We're all spiritual beings. We're here playing a physical game. We're going to go back into spirit eventually, and you can't take the toys with you. So learn to care and share.
I hear you, Hugh. Well, I'm also in Virginia, so I will check out your stuff. And, again, thank you for your time. Take care, Mr. Hugh.
Okay, thank you, and God bless.
Same to you, sir. Take care, be well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to close from that point. Again, I want to thank Mr. Hugh for sharing his information with us and, of course, speaking up and his thoughts. We truly appreciate it. Anyway, thank you, as always, for listening to The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and blessed day. And understand, if it's meant to be, it's up to you, and you just need to do the things necessary to move your life forward, and you'll find that joy. Take care.